And then Simon Tassie, 6'2", 200-pound junior from Montreal. 3 goals, 8 points this season. He was really good last season and had that big game here at Mariucci to help the Badgers earn that sweep. And, you know, that was 2 goals and 3 points in a big-time game where the Badgers expended so much energy on Friday, played so well. Minnesota just wouldn't, you know, didn't give an inch, it didn't seem, in that Saturday game. But the Badgers found a way to win that hockey game, largely due to Simon Tassie.
Yeah, he was a great opportunistic player in that game last year, found a late goal and got the Badgers up. And again, it's good to see him get producing last week, and look for him to continue that the rest of the way.
Badgers top line again tonight: Quinn Finley, Gavin Morrissey, and Rylan Mosley, left to right. They've combined 39 goals and 90 points this season. Amazing. Tyson Dick skating with Christian Fitzgerald and Kyle Kukkonen. Jack Horbach, Sawyer Scholl, and Adam Pietila make up the fourth line. And we'll see Luke Buss in the lineup, the freshman from Columbus, Ohio, his first appearance in 10 games. Hey, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, so it's Wisconsin and Minnesota. The Gopher cheerleaders out on the ice spinning around the center circle as the Gophers are being introduced and high-fived by Goldie. No appearance from Bucky Badger here today, but boy, I tell you, the student section is packed and fans continue to file into this 10,000-seat Mariucci Arena for the series opener between the Badgers and the Golden Gophers. And the opening faceoff, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Remarkable. On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger Hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horbach to Lindmark!
6 straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek.
It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Andrew Brueggemann, Anthony Check, the referees tonight, Sam Schakowsky, Gabe Hallinen, the linesman. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. We're underway from Mariucci. The Gophers win the draw. Cross ice pass to Hendrickson. Tried to dump it in. He actually chipped it into the Wisconsin bench, and Anthony Kerr met him immediately and crushed him to the ice. As the puck is out of play, and they'll drop it right in front of the Wisconsin bench 6 minutes in. Kerr did that a lot last weekend against Michigan. He's been doing it all year. He steps up and packs a wallop.
That is right in his wheelhouse spot. If you circle the place on the ice, Anthony Kerr has made hit after hit at the defensive blue line on the right side this year.
Minnesota, 47% faceoff team, 2-for-2 so far tonight, dumps it into the Wisconsin zone to our live. But the Cardinal in white-clad Badgers able to chip it out to center. Taken back by Sam Renzel. Big right-handed defenseman. Banked it off the glass. Collected now by Minnesota. They'll come into the offensive zone. Matthew Wood. Big right-hander slowed again on a body check by Anthony Kerr. Badgers try to chip the puck up and out. Kerr tries again. Failed to do so. It's loose in some skates and eventually knocked out to center. And Cal Thomas, junior defenseman from Maple Grove, will dump it down in. Both teams change 45 seconds into the opening period. Wisconsin and Minnesota. Here's Quinn Finley on the fly. Pass two Gophers left wing. Cut off by Chesley, but he takes it back behind the net. Still with possession of the puck. 19 goals for number 19. Quinn Finley behind the net. Here's Morrissey. Backhand chip shot blocked in front by Brody Lamb. Ricocheted out to Ben Dexheimer. Fumbled the puck a little bit and then shoveled it down to the corner. There's Rylan Mosley tied up by Minnesota. Back behind the net. Deep in the Gopher zone. Chesley wiped out. Finley plays it out to the far point in Dexheimer. Left wing Morrissey waits and fires. Missed the net off the right corner wall. Hensler kept it alive attacking zone. Shot by Dexheimer. Pinballed off the knees of Rylan Mosley, who cycles back behind the net now to Morrissey. He's defended there by Oliver Moore as Minnesota gets a slight change here in the defensive zone. Their bench right in their zone, right by the blue line. Kind of split between neutral ice. Here's Tyson Dick. A lot of offensive zone possession for the Badgers. Zach Scholl's shot blocked. Right back to Zach. Sets and fires, missed the cage again. The goaltender, Liam Soulier, hasn't had to make a stop yet, but the Badgers have been in the offensive zone here for 90 seconds. Now Dick off the wall and had it taken away from behind by Connor Kurth. Lead feed far side to their top line center, Eric Paulson, and the big left-hander sweeps it into the Wisconsin zone. The Badgers will go and get it there. Good start for Wisconsin, 2 minutes in, no score.
Yeah, a couple of faceoff wins early by Minnesota got them the puck in the offensive zone, but the Badgers got their first line out there, and you saw Quinn Finley get it started and the rest of that line go to work. Gavin Morrissey in the D and went to the second shift that kept the momentum going.
Christian Fitzgerald skates into the attacking zone. Adam Pietila moving up here because of shift changes early on. Puck pops free to Paulson. He'll skate up the right wing wall. Anthony Kerr slides over, cuts him off. Puck comes free. Jack Horbach after it for Wisconsin. Horbach below the Badgers goal line. Now Pietila shovels it back for Joe Palatichuk. Palatichuk will skate it up. Now passes to Sawyer Scholl. Did he gain the red line? No, but no icing called. In after it, Renzel, along with Scholl, who wipes out, and Horbach, who fell down too. Minnesota's got the puck on the near side, and Brody Ziemer, the freshman, he lost the handle. Badgers have it. Here's Hensler out high. Shot through. The Badgers score! Wisconsin Simon Tassie deflected Hensler's long-range shot. 3:03 into the first. Wisconsin on the board at Mariucci.
Great pressure there in the corner by mostly Wisconsin's fourth line. Minnesota turned the puck up the boards, grabbed by Logan Hensler, and he just put it towards the net. Simon Tassie, talked about him last year, just right in front of the net, took away the goalie's eyes and also got a stick on it and redirected it past Soulier, and the Badgers get the start they wanted with an early goal here.
How about Simon Tassie, fourth goal of the season? That's his second goal and fourth point in the last three games. Give Hensler and Jack Horbach helpers at 3:03, and the Badgers take a 1-0 lead on the road. Wisconsin 4-5 on the road this season. Minnesota 10-2-2 at home. Lindmark in on the forecheck, hammers it around the boards and too strongly, and it forces Wisconsin all the way back into its own zone. Top line, actually, Mike Hastings said he's going to juggle some things tonight. And so right now we see Botterill with Lindmark and Mosley for the time being. Dexheimer with Hensler on the blue line. Pass to center. Mosley couldn't control. Lindmark puts his body into John Mittelstadt. Puck battle right in front of the Wisconsin bench, and the Badgers win that one and have possession back in their own end. Hensler, two goals in his last four games, plus the helper here tonight. Quinn Finley in on the attack left corner. Got cut off and shouldered off the puck by Luke Mittelstadt. And now here comes Minnesota's Jimmy Clark. Walks around Finley, but got some assistance from Jack Phelan. Phelan tried to tap it off to Mosley. It got deflected back into the Wisconsin zone. Now Ryland deep in his own end. Got it off to Zach Scholes. Lifts it up off the glass over the outstretched hand of Phelan, who gets support from Finley deep in the Wisconsin end. The Badgers lead 1-0. Little over 4 minutes gone by. Simon Tassi redirects a shot from Logan Hensler. Now a pass to the middle of the ice. Cal Thomas with it. D to D he goes. Chesley shot blocked by Finley, and out to center ice it comes. And Quinn hobbled a bit. That one stung him in the right leg. And now a whistle and offside called on Minnesota. Fans don't like it, but they were. Gophers offside. 4 minutes, 28 seconds into the first period. It's 1-0 Wisconsin. Again, the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit, Odyssey Greek Yogurt.
Great timing for an offsides for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Obviously, you mentioned Quinn Finley. He was trying to get to the bench. He was slow to get there. That was his side. Badgers were kind of changing a few people while it happened, and there was some room over on that side of the ice, but Minnesota went offsides, and that's why I think the crowd got a little into that when the whistle blew.
Wisconsin has Fitzgerald out with Dick and Luke Buss protecting the puck. Buss then lost the handle. Chesley had it. Slides it ahead to Moore. Now to Lamb. He's shoulder way by Buss. Good hit, but Minnesota picks up the loose puck, although Moore lost it. Wisconsin's Kerr fell down. No penalty. Buss after it and on the forecheck. Luke Buss fires one wide behind the cage. Ricochet to the left wing. Down the goal line. Palatichuk lifted one short side. Missed the net. And Kerr had a chance to hold it in, but it hopped over his stick right by the Gophers bench. Just over 5 minutes gone by. Wisconsin leads 1-0 on Simon Tassi's fourth goal of the season. Badgers dump it down in. Protecting the puck is Pietila. Backhands it behind the Minnesota net. Horbach in on the forecheck. Frees the puck for Pietila. Defended now by Paulson. Pietila tries to carry it to the net. Can't wrap around Horbach. Stopped by Soulière. Picked up by Minnesota's Rinzel. He can't really clear it cleanly. It's bouncing around a little bit out at center. Taken away by Horbach. Sidesteps one Gopher and then lost it to Brody Ziemer. Ziemer, Buffalo Sabres draft choice, wings it in. Ben Dexheimer goes to collect. The Edina, Minnesota native, who says these teams hate each other. Love that. Here comes Wisconsin on the attack. Pietila fires one. Oh, it hit the right shoulder of Soulière. Huge rebound in the slot, swept out of harm's way by the Golden Gophers. 6 minutes in, 1-0 Wisconsin.
Now we go back to that first play by Anthony Kerr, the huge hit he had at the blue line. Badgers just putting bodies on Minnesota. It kind of looks like they're getting rid of pucks really quickly, not trying to take hits. You wonder if that set the tone a little bit here tonight.
Icing on the Golden Gophers. 13:53 to go in the opening period. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Wisconsin, 55% in the faceoff circle this season. Gavin Morrissey will step in. He's at about 57% this year, the freshman against John Mittelstadt. And the battle ensues, and it's picked up by Luke Mittelstadt, the Eden Prairie, Minnesota native and brother of the centerman, John. Badgers have the puck now at neutral ice. It's Gavin Morrissey. Boy, what a year he's had. 9 goals, 28 points for the freshman, who says his hometown is Rochester Hills, Michigan, but he's from everywhere. Wisconsin just iced the puck and a faceoff back in the Badgers zone. Really, Tommy Scarfone hasn't had to do too much back in the Badgers net. Briefly, Minnesota had some pressure in the first minute of play, but the Badgers have controlled ever since. Two shots on goal for Wisconsin. Badgers have scored once. Gophers have yet to put the puck on net.
This might be the first defensive faceoff for Wisconsin this game. First shift, the puck was down here a little bit, but that's been about it.
Soulière making his 14th start, his 16th appearance. He actually, in Big Ten play, leads the league in goals against and save percentage at .228 and .923. Badgers win the draw. Jack Phelan will backhand it towards the Minnesota line. Knocked down by the Gophers' Chesley, one of the three captains on this Minnesota team. Badgers have the puck again, and it's picked up by Morrissey. Four captains, beg your pardon. Thanks, Paul. It's good to read the game notes provided by Scott Slarks.
They also have at least one alternate captain.
Yeah.
It's a lot of leadership.
Puck up at center ice off the stick of Kurth. Pushed ahead by Brody Lamb. The Badgers take it back. Kyle Kukkonen, Tyson Dick snaps off a pass at center. In the skates of Fitzgerald. Loose at the line. Badgers offside. They're going to blow it dead. Yes, they will. 12:48 left. Here in the first. 1-0 Wisconsin. Minnesota averages 36 shots on goal, giving up 26 a game. One of the least penalized teams in the country. And last week, though, the Gophers were outshot on goal 80-51 in East Lansing and again lost 9-3 and then a 3-3 overtime tie and eventually a shootout loss. That was Michigan State's largest margin of victory ever against Minnesota in a series that dates back over 200 meetings. Long lead feed, stretch pass for Hendrickson, too far icing on Minnesota. 12:34 to go in the first period. 1-0 Wisconsin. If you joined us late, Simon Tassi redirected a long-range shot from Logan Hensler at 3:03 of the opening frame.
They go back to last weekend. Obviously eye-opening for a team that as good as Minnesota.
Right.
I mean, you see that in the NHL, you can have a bad night. It happens, especially you get down a few goals and things kind of just get out of hand and you kind of give up a little bit on the game. But Michigan State obviously has that ability. They're how they play. They're very aggressive forecheck, and they can make it look that bad sometimes.
Yeah. Although Michigan State lost at Ohio State last night 4-2, Spartans have a 1-0 lead tonight in Columbus. Offside called on Minnesota. Bouncing puck outside the Badgers zone. Just skipped across the blue line. And whenever there's a whistle against Minnesota, the Gopher fans think it was a bad whistle.
Similar last time, and that was Renzel with the puck.
Yep.
After the whistle blew, he stick carrying around a couple of Badgers who were just breezing by, and I think made it look like he had an incredible chance if it would have just been onside.
Right. Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Logan Hensler, lead feed, intended for Tassi, too strong, and he has iced the puck. Mike Hastings, Bob Motzko, they're part of the Minnesota mob, they call it. Longtime friends. You know, Hastings played at St. Cloud. So did Motzko. Motzko coached there. So did Mike. This is the 25th meeting, actually 25th time that Mike Hastings has faced off against Minnesota. He has a record of 13-10-1. And he's 10-11-1 all time against Bob Motzko. And, of course, Bob, again, coached here with the Gophers. And then St. Cloud. First shot on goal from Minnesota, stopped by Scarfoni. A little rebound there that the Badgers couldn't cover. Now Lindmark chips it head center ice to Ryan Botterill. His pass behind Tassi, but the red line, he catches up to it and dumps it in. There's Soulier, outlet pass near side, too far for Mittelstedt. Eventually got to Zimmer. Zimmer's pass up into center ice, knocked free, and now lifted back to neutral ice, and Joe Palatichuk has it for the Badgers. Again, Mike Hastings is really shuffling things up. Botterill's out there right now. Scholl, Buss, and now here comes Horbach, kind of completing that fourth line. Minnesota sends the puck back out at center. They just can't gain full possession of the puck for much time at all so far.
Well, you mentioned the record of Hastings. You look back, he had a great success in Mankato when he was their coach, especially of the last few years. He's 11-6-1 if you go back to 14-15 when hasn't had a losing record against the Gophers any of those years, and he just, especially in the NCAA tournament a couple times, took Minnesota out in some big years.
Thomas slides a pass parallel to the blue line, held in by Chesley. They say onside. They dump it in around to the left corner. Now the left wing. One of their captains, Mason Nevers, trying to dig it free. Out to the point again, Thomas. Fans fire it up here, trying to get the Gophers going. Thomas settles, tries to shoot, finally does. Got it through. Save made by Scarfoni. Loose puck. Horbach knocked a man down. The puck chipped out to center. Foot race now. Sawyer Scholl. Potential breakaway for Scholl coming in. Can he get a shot off? No! And he got hooked from behind. Nothing called. He goes caroming into the corner. Wow, it looked like Scholl got manhandled with the Gophers trailing from behind, but he goes down and never got the shot off, and we play on. Now here's Mosley's shot goes off the stick and up into the mesh, stopping play with 10:28 to go in the first period. Shots on goal, 3-1 for Wisconsin. The Badgers with a 1-0 lead, and boy, it looked like Sawyer Scholl got tugged a little bit there on that partial break.
Yeah, the Badgers took advantage of that play. The Gopher D kind of looked like maybe he was indecisive at the blue line. Took his little step up. And the Badgers, nice soft puck. I think they're just trying to get it out, but Sawyer Scholl was the first one there. Right as he went hard to the net around it and got a stick off his stick right as he was trying to get a shot off.
Dexheimer long range shot. That was blocked to the corner. Now Moore pulls it away from Morrissey. Cuts left. Bad pass center or middle of the ice. Picked off by Finley. Fires a shot. The glove save made by Soulier from in tight. Oh, good heads-up play. Anticipation from Finley to get a great scoring chance.
Yeah, that's not – if you're in Minnesota, you don't want Quinn Finley stealing the puck high in the slot like that. That was a heck of a play by Finley. Got control of the puck. Ended up back over by the right faceoff dot. Soulier was out there high on his crease and puck right into his glove.
Quinn Finley tied for second in the country with 19 goals, tied for third in points with 34. He had a goal last Saturday after playing only 6 minutes in the opener against Michigan. Here's Wisconsin winning the faceoff. Dexheimer stick handled into traffic. I'll get the stick out of my mouth. Now Tyson Dick tries to put it in front of the net. Got knocked down. Mittelstadt took it. Swept it around the kick plate. Not strongly enough to clear the zone. Dexheimer juggling with a high stick. We play on. Dexheimer pinned against the corner wall by Clark. Dick goes down. Rinzel pulls his stick out of his sweater. And now here comes Minnesota the other way. Hendrickson at the red line tried to chip it past Hensler, but Logan took it away and sent it back Minnesota's way. 1-0 Wisconsin. Bad pass by Rinzel trying to go D to D. Tyson Dick took it away. Bounced in front of their goal mouth. Dick now has it behind the net. With it, Fitzgerald, right wing. Kerr tried to tee one up. He shanked it, and it still went through the low slot top of the crease. Palatichuk tried to carry it to the corner. Got stopped there by Minnesota freshman defenseman Leo Gruba. Taken away by Kerr. Goal line right. Back behind the net. Looking. Slot pass off the stick of Fitzgerald. Finley gathers it in. Cuts off to his left. Shot. Oh, he missed the net up high. Trying to go short side. Side on Soulier, off the corner glass and all the way back into the Wisconsin zone.
Quinn Finley takes this rip shot wide. Anthony Kerr whiffs on one. I don't think Soulier saw that till it skated by his pad.
Oh, tough angled shot by Kerr on the rush. Stopped by Soulier. Held in by Morrissey. He pushes around to the left corner. Mosley helps it out to the point and Scholes. He refeeds deep. Morrissey off the end boards. Tried to drag it around. Badgers score! Ryland Mosley tapped it in. 2-0 Wisconsin. Just persistent attacking the Gophers in their zone. And another on the board for Wisconsin.
Oh, Gavin Morrissey picked the puck up behind the net. Complete decision making. Pulled it off the boards, half second in front of the net. Like, he did not wait at all. Puck got knocked off of the stick by Chesley to the side of the net. And Ryland Mosley, I don't know why I can't say their names tonight, was there for the loose puck and poked it home, and the Badgers get a 2-0 lead.
Mosley had 6 assists in his last 4 games without a goal, but he pots one here, his 12th of the season. Morrissey gets the primary assist, gives Zach Scholes a helper 2 at 11-14, and Wisconsin's off to a 2-0 lead here at Mariucci Arena. But don't rest on your laurels, young men. Wisconsin had a 2-0 lead at home against Minnesota back in November. Coughed it up and lost 3-2 in the opener of that series. Here comes Paulson on the attack. 3 wide for the Gophers across the line. Off to his left. Paulson trying to shoot. Fanned on it. Loose puck picked up by Snuggerud. He can fire it, and Tassi blocked the shot. Oh, he got in front of that one. Now Snuggerud with it. Try to get around Dexheimer, who used his body to wall him off and take the puck away. Spins it ahead now to Pietila, who chops it to center. Gathered in by Botterill. He'll dump it in, and the Badgers get a partial change. 2-0 Wisconsin. 8 minutes left in the first period. Bodies being thrown around. John Whipple, freshman defenseman from Minnetonka, laying the lumber on Jack Horbach. Whipple now has the puck. Lead feed off a stick. Bounces free. Sticks in front. Here's Hughlin. Oh, great sliding right pad saved by Scarfoni as he stones Aaron Hughlin in tight.
Oh, first really good chance by Minnesota. What a save by Tommy Scarfoni going from left to right.
Horbach knocked down but able to push the puck ahead of Pietila. Badgers dump it in. Minnesota after it now. Whipple back in his own zone. Lead feed to Nevers. Couldn't catch it cleanly. Dick taps it back to Scholes. Rink wide pass Scholl. He'll dump it in. Takes a hit from Rinzel. Those two going at it out near the Gophers line. Now Tyson Dick forced a turnover. Dick trying to step away from Rinzel. Cannot. And sliding in Brody Lamb to take the biscuit. And he'll scoop it into the Wisconsin zone. Broken sticks. A pair of them back in the Badgers end. Wisconsin after the puck. Good breakout. Kukkonen to the stick of Fitzgerald, held and slashed and hooked from behind. They're going to let him play here tonight. Andrew Brueggemann and Tony Cech have yet to blow a whistle. 6:45 to go on the first. A 2-0 Wisconsin lead. Here's Tyson Dick. Badgers onside. Slowed by Gruba. Knocked down by Gruba. Puck taken away by Minnesota. Tal Thomas up ahead. Lead feed off the stick of Dexheimer, who took an elbow to the back of the head. Still nothing called. Now a delayed offside on Minnesota. Whistle blows. Stopping play. 6:29 to go in the first period. And the Badgers have jumped out to a 2-0 lead on the road against the Golden Gophers. Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
We'd like to pass along our condolences to the family of John Gilbert, longtime sports journalist, grew up born in Duluth. Boy, he loved cars too, but boy, he covered sports so very well, loved his hockey. We'd see John Gilbert at, you can go to any rink, and he seemed to be there. And he asked some great questions. Oftentimes, he'd answer his own, but he was certainly entertaining, a very nice man. And again, our condolences as John Gilbert passed away this past week.
Well, he was important in the beginning of women's hockey in Duluth. He was up there covering their team. He was always around for those games. It was great to see somebody who had that kind of background covering the women's game.
Gophers in the offensive zone, but mishandle the puck. Boy, the line of Lamb and Moore and Kurth just not connecting. Wisconsin's Morrissey will dump in. Badgers get a change. Nice steal by Morrissey, left corner. Immediately engaged by Thomas, but got the puck out to Tassie. Here's Palatichuk. His shot goes off the end boards, bounces around. Tassie puts it in front right through the crease. Ricochets off the far side wall and gathered in by Matthew Wood. Pass ahead to Clark, too far for him, and it's sent back to neutral ice. After it there, Minnesota. Puck is loose near the scorer's table. Still loose, and the Badgers' Botterill has it. Center ice, flipped the pass ahead to Lindmark, left wing. Cuts it off and wanted to tap it around behind the net, but didn't get much on it, and the Gophers now have it. Mike Kester can't clear. Held in by Scholes. Paddled it towards the Minnesota net. It's in the corner, and Lindmark retrieves. Sauced it behind the net for Tassie. Turning, looking right through the blue paint. Hoping one of his teammates, specifically Botterill, would cut to the net. Didn't happen. Now the Badgers' Jack Phelan mishandled it center ice. It forced Wisconsin back into its own zone. The referee, Tony Check, got in the way. Or is that Brueggemann? No, that's Brueggemann. The Badgers on their skates after Scholes fell down. Loose puck picked up by Phelan. Badgers not only playing well offensively, now the Gophers' Kruber will dump it down in. Behind the net, Hendrickson pinned by Scholes, but able to wrap it around, got it off the pad of Scarfoni. Badgers try to clear, and they do. You know, Wisconsin, again, playing well offensively, but winning most of the puck battles, too.
Yeah, and even beating the referee for some of them, as you just mentioned.
Here's Phelan now, goes D-to-D to Scholes. Badgers look to break out up the middle of the ice. Pass behind Luke Buss, too far, icing called on Wisconsin. 4:19 to go in the first. A 2-0 Badgers lead. Simon Tassie at 3:03. Rylan Mosley at 11:14. A couple of weeks ago, the fan vote for the Hobey Baker Award was announced. Neat to see the three Badgers, Finley and Morrissey and Mosley, nominees for that prestigious award, the most prestigious for any individual in Division I men's hockey. Of course, the Badgers have two Hobey Baker winners, Blake Jeffrion and Cole Caulfield. Wisconsin just iced the puck again, another defensive zone faceoff coming up. But that fan voting, you can go on and vote as often as you'd like. That fan voting, it's not a large percentage of the final vote for the Hobey Baker Award, but it's still fun, and you can actually kind of learn a little bit more about some of the other players throughout the country. There are 15 Big Ten players on that Hobey Baker fan vote.
Yeah, HobeyBaker.com/vote, and I'd say Quinn Finley, if things are all said and done today, might be one of those top 10 guys for the Hobie.
I'd hope so.
But obviously a long way to go here. Looking one goal away from getting 20.
Yep.
Cole Caulfield, the last Badger to do that.
Mm-hmm. Here's Minnesota with a puck in the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer trying to wall off the puck carrier Nevers. Puck squirts free out near the Badger line. Bus fell to his knee, but Minnesota forced to play it through center ice. Badgers touch up. Here's Nevers now onside. Scoops it into the far corner. Hensler tapped it off to Dexheimer. Right wing Kukkonen, and he'll skate ahead. Center ice right to the tape of Fitzgerald's stick. Left wing Dick back to Kukkonen. Oh, redirected Soulier. Huge stop. Backhand Kukkonen. Soulier stopped that too and covered. Oh, what a beautiful play up the ice with Dick, Fitzgerald, and Kukkonen.
Yeah, Kukkonen made the original pass. He just kept skating straight to the net. Right past one of the Gophers on the back check. Found himself wide open in front. Didn't get a great shot off right into the left pad of Soulier, but man, just go make a pass, go to the net and see what happens. And sure enough, there he was.
Kukkonen, 7 goals, 15 points this season. A couple of assists last Saturday and +3 against the Golden Gophers. Face off to Soulier's left. Badgers win the draw. Kerr shoots one. Blocker save made by Soulier. Corner shot basically from the left goal line by Mosley, fought off by Soulier. And the puck back out at center. Intercepted by Kerr. Bounces around a bit. Tried to tap it ahead to Morrissey. And on a second effort, Morrissey will dump it down in. Thomas after it for Minnesota. Bad pass up the middle of the ice. Finley almost got there. The Badgers possess again. Morrissey at the Gopher line scoops it in. Under 3 minutes to go, first period. 2-0 Wisconsin. Finley has the puck behind the net. Snaps off a pass. High slot Morrissey. Tries to shoot. And when he did, the whistle blew. Tony Cech stops play as the goal had come off its moorings. And so they'll drop the puck in the Wisconsin zone with the Minnesota zone with 2:52 to go in the first and a 2-0 Badgers advantage.
It's funny. I feel like over the years, there's been issues with goals coming off here at Mariucci. But
yep.
Give credit, Quinn Finley. Hard on the forecheck, a little stick left, puck behind the net. He forced the turnover and put the Badgers back into offensive mode and saw what can happen there tonight.
Face-off won by the Gophers. Snuggerud with it off to his right. Snuggerud, 15 of his 18 goals this season, scored in Big Ten play. That leads all conference skaters. Moore engaged with Lindmark deep in the Wisconsin zone. Puck loose on the near side wall as we look to our left. Moore able to slide it behind the Badgers net. Dexheimer gets there first, and he lobs it out to center. Brought down by Lamb on the attack. He snaps one off, and a blocker save made by Scarfoni. To the corner it goes. Wisconsin's Lindmark can't dig it free. Moore tied up by Dexheimer, pulled free. Kurth has it, moves off to his right. Scarfoni looked like he was out of position, but kept skating with Kurth, basically, and slid to his left and made a fine stop and covered.
Yeah, Scarfoni got super wide as his skates or his pads got over by one of the Gophers right in front of him. He was outside the blue paint, kind of maybe even initiated the contact for the Gopher in front of the net. Just covered up as much as he could, and his left pad was in the right spot.
Yep. Connor Kurth, who got off to such a hot start, 11 goals, 28 points this season, but only 2 goals in his last 11 games. Kurth has the puck, right-hander, right goal line, slowed by Morrissey. Gavin almost won the puck from him. Palatichuk pins a man up against the end boards, and now it's Kurth out to the point. Chesley, quick shot blocked. That caroms behind the Badgers net. Taken by Lamb. He mishandled the puck. Fans getting a little agitated with that. Kerr ties up Kurth. And now the biscuit to Finley. He banks it off the glass and out through center. No icing, not strongly enough. 1:40 to go in the first period. 2-0 Wisconsin. Lamb to the defenseman Cal Thomas, gains the red line and fires it in, left corner to right. Rolls along the kick plate. Palatichuk slows it a bit. Long shift for Kurth, who falls down trying to draw a penalty. Steal by Wood out near the blue line. Gophers hold the zone. Bouncing puck. Wisconsin can't reach it. Sam Rinzel, 9 goals for the defenseman. Carries it back behind the net. Tried to wrap it around. Came all the way out high. Shot by Hendrickson. Blocked by Wisconsin's Mosley. Loose puck. Fitzgerald goes to get it. Tried to drag it with a backhand around Wood. No luck. Taken away by Minnesota. And the Gophers sweep it in. Scarfoni stops it. Moves it along far side. Palatichuk, who was able to muscle it out to center, to Fitzgerald, and now Kukkonen on the attack. Topol finally tries to shoot, and it's blocked by Kester. Under a minute to go in the period, 2-0. Wisconsin with the advantage. Up to center, Jimmy Clark. And he comes across the line. Looked like they were offside. Clark dumps it into the far corner. Scholes then takes some contact and moves it for Dexheimer. Left wing pass to Dick. He's cutting right, cut back left, and scooped it down deep. 35 seconds to go in the period. Soulier paddles it far side corner. Dick played it right back to him. Now it's picked up by Oliver Moore, one of the fastest players in college hockey. He got around Scholl, couldn't get around Kerr, who got a piece of the puck, and the Badgers will get possession deep in their own zone. No, Tyson Dick mishandles, picked up by Kurth. Long, long-range shot from the wall outside the right circle. Easy glove stop for Scarfoni. He hangs on with 19.6 seconds to go here in the opening period. 2-0, Wisconsin with the lead.
Yeah, the last 2 minutes or so for Minnesota, probably the most offensive rhythm, I'd say. They have had this game, had some puck possession, made it a couple times difficult. The Badgers would get the puck out. They put it right back in and went to work. It was clean. The exits for Wisconsin didn't happen there for a couple times and looked to get back to how they've been getting out of their zone nice and easy so far.
Yeah, Wisconsin won the faceoff in the defensive zone. Finley skates up and through into the Gophers, and he goes. 9 seconds to go. Chesley backhands it up through center ice. Back to get it. Polatichuk, 5 seconds to go. Joe takes a peek at the clock behind the Wisconsin cage, carries it to the end boards, and the horn sounds, and that's it for the opening period of play. And how about the Wisconsin Badgers trying to get to 500 for the first time since the opening weekend of the season? Pot a pair in the opening period and lead fourth-ranked Minnesota by the score of 2-0. Hey, Badger fans, this season visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride of the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Back to hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The countdown to saving design at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Good start here in Minneapolis for the Wisconsin Badgers. 2-0 on top of Minnesota. 3:03 into the opening period. Jack Horbach able to retrieve the puck in the offensive zone. Moved it out to the point man, Logan Hensler. His long-range shot deflected in by Simon Tassie. Tassie's fourth goal of the season. That gave Wisconsin a 1-0 lead. Badgers really controlled the majority of the opening period of play and then added a second goal as Gavin Morrissey, excellent work behind the Badgers' net, freed the puck from Mosley, who was able to tap it past Soulier. Zach Scholes with a helper for Mosley, his 12th goal of the season. That came at 11:14, and the Badgers up 2-0 after 20 minutes. Shots on goal, 10-5 in favor of Wisconsin. Both teams won 10 faceoffs in the opening period. There were no penalties to be had by Andrew Brueggemann and Tony Cech, but an excellent start to this weekend series on the road against the Gophers.
Yeah, Badgers set the tone early. Anthony Kerr, physical. I think that carried over. The Badger forecheck was outstanding. Kept forcing turnovers, making it really hard for Minnesota to get out of the zone. The Badgers are playing simple, mostly getting the pucks down deep and forcing turnovers. Again, Minnesota taking hits and pucks were popping out to Wisconsin. And then simple point shot redirect. Another play behind the net. Gavin Morrissey comes out, grabs it off the backboards and goes straight to the goal from right behind the net. And the Ryland Mosley's there just to pick up the loose puck and poke it home. So just kind of those dirty goals around the net for Wisconsin, a couple of them. And then Tommy Scarfoni didn't have to do a lot, but he made one huge save after he got to 2-0 Wisconsin, just to make sure that momentum continued on a a nice rush, cross-ice pass. He made a great save going left to right and just kept it a 2-0 game. Minnesota a little bit better in the last couple minutes, but Wisconsin out of harm's way, and they go to the first intermission 2-0. The start they wanted, the lead they want after a period, and those two-goal leads this year, both ways, have been interesting for Wisconsin, coming back and giving them up. So the next one, get to three, would be really nice.
It would be nice. Badgers lead Minnesota 2-0. The American Family Insurance first intermission report is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
South.
American Family Insurance first intermission report from Mariucci Arena. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Badgers with a 2-0 lead on fourth-ranked Gophers. Simon Tassie and Rylan Mosley lit the lamp in the opening period. Elsewhere, Michigan State a 3-1 lead at Ohio State. That's after two periods of play. Isaac Howard, 21st goal of the season for the Spartans. That is number one in the country. And after falling behind 2-0 on the road, Penn State has scored four straight. Aiden Fink with a pair of them. And the Nittany Lions have a 4-2 lead over the Wolverines at Yost Arena. And if Penn State can hang on, that may put a little more distance between the fourth place Badgers and the fifth place Wolverines. Here, Wisconsin leads Minnesota 2-0 back in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
A couple hours up the road, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team taking on Minnesota Duluth, and it's tied 1-1 in the third period of play. If the Badger women sweep that series, they would clinch the regular season WCHA championship with still 3-4 weeks left to play. That would be amazing. 1-1 the Wisconsin women at UMD in the third period. Here Wisconsin leads Minnesota 2-0, and that's it for our AmFam First Intermission Report. Second period is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Almost set to go. Both teams on the ice. The cheerleaders just leaving. Wisconsin leads Minnesota 2-0 on goals from Simon Tassie and Rylan Mosley. Boy, you look at that shot chart, Paul. And Minnesota did not get much of a sniff inside the faceoff circles and hash marks.
Yeah, Wisconsin, you look the other way, there's five shots right off the outside the blue paint, and lots of stuff around the net. I know that was a focus for the Badgers this week to get the puck to the net, and they did a really good job in the first period.
Gophers won the faceoff and then carry it across the line. A backhand pass from Wood to the left winger Hendrickson. He was offside, and they'll drop the puck at center ice. 9 seconds into the second period, Badgers lead the Gophers by the score of 2-0.
Really interesting to see how this period starts out. Obviously, you go into the locker room, right, down two at your home ice. It was a pretty good period for Wisconsin. Minnesota, a little bit of a pushback in the last couple minutes. Nothing incredibly challenging for Wisconsin, but it looked like Minnesota picked up their play just a bit. So kind of see where this goes.
Statistically, the second period has been the Badgers' highest scoring period. 32 goals scored in the second 20 minutes. Good work back in the Wisconsin zone by defenseman Joe Palatichuk. Ryan Botterill, head man, tipped by Tassie. No icing, and Minnesota picks up the puck as the Badgers change. Out comes Morrissey and Mosley. Findlay, drooling, can't wait for Botterill to get by the bench so he can change for him. Lead feed up towards Mosley, deflects it into the attacking zone. Now Botterill gets to the Badgers bench, and out comes Findlay. Falling down, Cal Thomas. Wisconsin's Morrissey, a broken stick. He'll skate with the puck and now gets a stick from the bench. Nate Lapointe, nice play. Gophers break out, though. Oliver Moore with speed left wing, slowed by Hensler, carries it to the corner. Tried to put it in front. It pinballed around off a couple of players. Now Chesley, long-range shot, got through off the glove and left pad of Tommy Scarfoni. Dexheimer knocked to the ice by Brody Lamb, who had possession for a moment. Those two trying to joust for the puck. Lamb behind the net, setting up Kurth. Pass behind him. Down the wall comes Gruba. Goal line right. Good offensive zone pressure for the first 90 seconds of this period for Minnesota. Down 2-0 on home ice, but now they lose the puck out at center ice.
Yeah, Brody Lamb, it seems like he's been involved with most of Minnesota's stuff tonight.
Kurth off to Snuggerud. Slot pass. Oh, they shoot one wide. Paulson had a chance. I think Scarfoni got a piece of it. He came 2 or 3 feet outside the crease to cut down that angle.
Oh, I just waited for the net to move on
one.
Pass across to the slot. It looked like all day for Paulson. He either shot it wide or it was a save made.
Snuggerud had a chance to shoot it himself, but passed off to Paulson, who appeared maybe to have a better look at it. But they failed to score. Still 2-0 Wisconsin. A little over 2 minutes gone by in the second period of play. Snuggerud's got 18 goals, 11 in his last 12 games. Shoot the puck, young man, but he didn't. Puck loose at neutral. Snuggerud picks it up. Comes down right wing. Faked a shot. Scholes in his way. Now tough angled shot. Easy save for Scarfoni. Puck picked up by Scholes. Breakout pass to Kukkonen. Snaps one off at center to Dick. Tyson across the line. His shot off the skate of Rinzell, who had the puck. Lost the puck. Dick falls over the stick of Rinzell. No penalty called. And out to center ice it comes. Pietila falls down, but from his belly, able to sweep a pass ahead to Tyson Dick. And now Pietila from the center ice area fires one on Soulier, who made the stop, and the Gophers now possess. Although fresh off the bench comes Horbach and slow the progress of Hughlin. Gophers try to break out. Good stick by Wisconsin's Pietila. Low right, carries it towards the net. Save made by Soulier. Big rebound out. Looked like Pietila got pulled down, but still no penalties called by Andrew Brueggemann and Tony Cech.
A huge rebound. I think it was Sawyer Scholl. Somebody coming through it. He got his stick hooked a little bit, so he couldn't get the shot off.
Good shift by Pietila. Pietila, the freshman, left wing, cycles down low. Horbach pitched it in front, or at least that was its intent. Rinzell blocked it down. Scholl fights through Rinzell's physicality. Got a shot off right circle. Left pad by Soulier. Made the stop. Horbach now long range. That got through. Right pad save. Soulier again, a juicy rebound. Gophers take it away. They wipe out Horbach in the process. They need a change, do the Gophers. And Wisconsin with some time and space and possession of the puck. 16-10 to go, second period. 2-0 Badgers. Gophers, though, have it back. Clark had it, lost it. Botterill got in the way. Taken by Dexheimer. Tried to split a pair of Gophers, and he lost the puck 3-on-1. Here comes Minnesota sliding backside right. Pass for Hendrickson off a stick. Good defensive play. Lindmark was back. Puck trickled harmlessly to Scarfoni, who was able to cover and get a whistle. Dexheimer tried to do a little bit too much there, Paul.
He did. He tried to split two guys right outside the blue line of the Badgers zone, but Logan Hensler, great job. It was a 3-on-1. He went down. Minnesota, he played it perfectly. Perfect spacing, went down at the end. The left winger went kind of a little bit too wide. Hensler blocks the pass. And then Scarfoni cleans up the loose puck and Badgers escape from there.
Ooh. Nice play by the freshman defenseman. Gophers win the faceoff, but the pass out to the point, too hot to handle for Thomas, and Minnesota's got a touch up. 2-0, the Badgers lead the Golden Gophers. Here comes Minnesota's Clark, and he snaps one off. Easy stick save for Scarfoni. 11 for 11 tonight is Wisconsin senior goaltender Tommy Scarfoni. Now Jack Phelan behind his own cage. He'll play it off the glass, hit the linesman Sam Schakowsky, loose at center. Gophers turn it over. Morrissey's got it offside right. Off-balance shot, snapped it into the chest of Soulier, who made the stop and gave up no rebound. 15:24 to go, second period. Wisconsin leads Minnesota 2-0.
Well, we haven't heard the refs call any penalties that last shift. One of the refs in the corner got in the way of play, a puck play. The Badgers try to clear the puck out. It hits the linesman, getting in the way of the play. Not getting involved in the penalties, but getting in the way of the puck.
Face off to the left of Liam Soulier, who played four seasons at Penn State, 39 wins, 39 losses, three ties, 288 goals against, 898 save percentage. He was their main man for two straight years. And then transferred here, and he's been really good. Moore on the attack. Look out. Chance for Minnesota. Kester missed the net. Off the end boards. Moore tried to sweep it in front. Blocked away by the Badgers. Out to Kukkonen. Slides it ahead to center and Fitzgerald. The lefty off to his right. Now Tyson Dick. Top of the right circle, and he shot one. It went off the near post. May have hit Soulier's stick, then the iron, and out of play. 14:59 to go in the second. 2-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, the light dink. You heard that one on the air. You know, Kyle Kukkonen, he hasn't been involved scoring tonight, but he feels like he's the guy every time making the first pass up out of the batter's zone and with gas and right, very accurate. And that one, he made the first pass across the neutral zone and sent the batters on their way for that puck. It did look like it hit off Soulier before it hit the crossbar.
Kukkonen, the Maple Grove, Minnesota native. Badgers win the faceoff, and Hensler looking for a shooting lane, fired one wide. Dexheimer pinching down the wall, didn't pick up the puck. High lob up through center ice. Boy, that was about eye level for us, Paul. Maybe 100 feet in the air. Gophers eventually dump it down in. The Badgers go to get it. Logan Hensler stick handling out of his own end. Off to his left. Comes across to the slot. Lost the puck. Fitzgerald, though, backside left for Tyson Dick. And then Dick fell down over the stick of Renzel. Breakout pass up far side. It's Brody Ziemer who dumps it in and takes a little check from Jack Phelan. Now Ben Dexheimer thought about going to his right, went back left, and now he'll come back right. Outlet to Kukkonen. He's got some space and drops it back to his good buddy Dexheimer. Pass ahead to his good buddy Horbach, and he'll sweep it down in. Yeah, it's funny talking with Dexheimer and Kukkonen and Horbach and Finley, former Madison Capitals. They're like four peas in a pod.
Had some great success with the Capitals.
And they did.
They've been bringing some of that or a lot of that to Wisconsin here.
13:45 remaining in the second. 2-0. Badgers lead Minnesota. Turnover. Adam Pietola with a shot that was blocked and ricocheted behind the net. Horbach in on the forecheck, but Chesley able to avoid him. Snuggerud with a nifty backhand breakout to Paulson. Right wing Gruba on the attack, but Palatichuk gets in the way of the freshman defenseman and blocks his shot with his stick. Back out to center. Nevers picks it up for the Gophers, sweeps it down in. It rolls on end back behind the Badgers net, and Palatichuk cuts left. Outlet pass for Horbach, too far for him. Chesley's got it. D to D. Nevers again. Gophers in the Badgers zone once again. Wisconsin's Palatichuk got there first, and Owen Lindmark's got some time and space. Angles a nice pass to Kerr on the rush across the line. Pass back intended for Lindmark. Bounces in front of the Minnesota net. John Mittelstadt goes to get it, and then he took a check from Tassie. Tassie applying pressure. Botterill joins Tassie on the forward line, but Minnesota's Chesley able to play it off the glass and down. Hensler couldn't handle the bouncing puck, but his D partner there, Dexheimer, to pick it up and help him out. Taps it back to Hensler, and here he comes. He gets around one man, gets around another, across the Gopher line, right wing, tough angled shot. Didn't get it on net. Morrissey, though, coming down from the left point, keeps it alive in the attacking zone as the Badgers get a full change. 12.5 minutes to go in the second, 2-0 still Wisconsin. First period goals from Simon Tassie and Rylan Mosley.
You saw that last time Logan Hensler took the puck out from behind his net. He looked up. There was a lot of space. You could almost see the excitement in his hands and his body as he's sticking it up the ice.
Matthew Wood, give and go attempt with his line mate Jimmy Clark, didn't connect. And now deep, Hendrickson behind the Badgers net, wants to wrap it around. Never got it on net. Badgers taken away. Mosley, far right, Finley on the rush. Tap back, intended for Mosley. Good read by Rinzell, took it away. Pass ahead to Brody Lamb. Here comes Minnesota's Clark into the attacking zone. Left wing shot off the stick of Care, off the glass near side. They send it back around to Clark. He refeeds behind the Badgers net. Zach Scholes there, took a hit, but got the pass off to Finley. Wisconsin to our left. Mosley across the line from Finley. His shot blocked and then handcuffed the goaltender Soulier, hit the crossbar and bounced behind their net. And then Gophers pick it up. Here's a snapshot that's stopped by Scarfoni off the stick of Lamb. And Wisconsin goes to get the puck. Mosley slides it ahead now to Scholl. Sawyer Scholl across the line. His shot off the stick and that flies out of play. 11-11 left in the second. Wisconsin 2, Minnesota nothing. The Badgers almost made it 3-0 a moment ago.
We've seen actually twice this period. First one off the goaltender, hit the crossbar, Tyson Dick, and this time just a fluttering puck. It looked like a nice block by Minnesota on the defensive rush, and it kind of looped over the goaltender and just dinked off the top of the crossbar and over.
Face off to the left of Soulier, 15-10, shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Both teams have 5 shots on goal in this period. Wisconsin won the draw. D-to-D, Dexheimer, Hensler puts it in front. Oh, Fitzgerald got a piece of it. It went wide, though. Dexheimer holds left point. He walks the line to the right point. Tried to feed Hensler, who was cutting in right wing. That pass too hot to handle. Luke Buss out on the ice now for the Badgers with Horbach and Fitzgerald. Badgers lose possession. Here comes Rinzell. Up through the center circle, off to his left. Stops left wing and fires one, and a swooping glove save by Scarfoni. Afterwards, Horbach chopped at Rinzell. Rinzell turned around and popped him. Rinzell now trying to cross-check Fitzgerald. Those two need to be separated as Tony